This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. People still talking about the conflict between people in Charlottesville, now brewing up over in Boston today with 25,000 folks coming out to protest what they thought was going to be some sort of Nazi rally, but it was actually a free speech rally that had speakers from the left, speakers from the right, libertarian speakers, and the 25,000 people came out today to try to shut it down, and they were successful. Boston police ended up shutting down the rally halfway through its, or at some point of the way through its intended runtime today. And
you see a Nazis behind every rock, hiding behind every tree.
Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting to come out and speak out against Nazis. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and apparently, according to
25,000 people were there.
According to witnesses, that's to some extent that's a good thing because it shows that people are not going to tolerate Nazis, and you know, good for them. They have the right to come out and speak out against them. But unfortunately, that's not what they were actually, you know, that's not what was actually happening. So it's fine that they had their opinion about that, but the event that they
you
were protesting.
Watch the way you describe it. Toleration of Nazis, exactly what you need to do to Nazis. So, like, we're taught tolerance.
Well, no, you don't have to tolerate a Nazi, not on your private property. You don't have to let
that
Nazi in. You don't have
These
to
people
let...
didn't go to their private property to talk to find Nazis. They went out to a public free speech rally in Boston, Massachusetts. And
which means you have the freedom to speak back and
they
speak
attacked
louder.
People
no,
trying
not,
to find
it wasn't
Nazis.
They, it was 1%, according to one of the people who we
what
interviewed
did they do
there.
To stop them? What did the 99% do to stop this 1% that represents them to some extent? Right?
I don't know.
Nothing
don't
is
know.
The answer.
Most people aren't going to get involved with violent people. They're going to want to stay away from violent people. They're going to let the police be the ones that supposedly do that job. But anyway, the point was 99%
of them
were peaceful.
The people at that rally represent you and your interests. You need to police that in some fashion or another.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but you can't expect people to intervene when people are committing violence. Most people are going to try to protect themselves and their loved ones, and they will only resort to violence if absolutely necessary.
I think most people will tolerate violence if it's against the people that they don't like. That's what I think.
Yeah, could very well be. In this case,
that's what I see here.
Well, you weren't there, but I wasn't either. But according to the person we talked to earlier, Justin O'Donnell, a Libertarian Party member here in New Hampshire who was down there, he said that 99% of the attendees at this Boston Common thing were completely peaceful, and there was only maybe about 1% of the anti-fascists who were there causing issues. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Like I said, Mark, I agree with your point. I get your point. But you know, it's hard to expect the average person who went to this thing to put their own safety on the line when there's some crazy Antifa person.
You came
out there
to shout down bad behavior, right?
Uh-huh.
Shout down some bad behavior. Get
sure.
off your fat liberal butt,
shouting
put
down
the acoustic guitar away, and go shout down some
shouting
bad behavior.
Shouting down is one thing, but getting involved and, you know, trying to actually stop
someone
who's
being
violent.
I'm not saying to pull a gat. I mean, this is Boston, after all. You can't do anything about it, but shout
down
kind of some bad behavior.
These are the kind of people who will throw tear gas at you and, pour urine on you. So, you know, I can understand why somebody would want to stay back from these dangerous people. I don't blame people for not getting involved in that, but I get where you're coming from. Let's go back to Dave. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts. You were going to say something about the government is a big contributor to political campaigns. I'm not sure exactly where you were going with that.
Yes, hippies. Good evening. Yeah, yes. The federal government is actually the biggest contributor, money-wise, to the elections that we have, and they have been for a long time. So for all the leftists out there crying over the fact that they say money buys influence, the first place they need to look is their own beloved welfare state.
Well, so how does the government buy, contribute to elections?
He's talking about matching contributions?
No. Here's what happens. The voters are out there, right?
Yeah.
Somebody representing the Democratic Party, the left, i.e. the welfare state, tells them, look what Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, look how much money they cost, look what you're getting from that. So if you elect me, I'm going to continue to keep the gravy train rolling, right? I'm going to raise taxes on everybody. I'm going to keep pumping money into the
system. You're not talking about a direct political contribution. You're talking about socialism. You're talking about socialism and wealth redistribution motivating people to come out and vote for more socialism.
Bit, but it has the same effect. I mean, people are bought.
Oh, it might as well be a bribe.
Left.
Absolutely. Well, it might as well be a bribe. And a chicken in every pot is a bribe.
And can you show me in the Constitution where Congress has purview over retirement or medicine?
I can't show you where Congress has purview over the vast majority of the things they do.
No doubt about it.
Exactly. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, Dave, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Brian. He's calling from Minnesota, northern Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Good show.
Thanks, dude. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I guess my thoughts are, a lot of these college kids and stuff are just following blindly what the left is trying to accomplish. You know, this has been in the works for a long time. You know, it started in school. All of our kids in school worked all the way up to college, you know, and they groomed them and wanted them to be.
So what is the alt-left? That's maybe a term that's somewhat new.
I guess not. That's probably the wrong words. I mean, just the left. The left people.
Just the left. Okay.
Yeah.
And, it's no surprise.
It's coming home to roost, but, you know, it's like these guys didn't go to their history classes or something. You know, I mean, who erected those statues? Well, I think the Democratic Party was the one that voted against segregation and the Freedom to Vote Act back in the 60s. I mean, you had sitting Klansmen on the Democratic side.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you go back to even Hillary Clinton, June 28th, 2010. Her ad is how she respected, and her mentor was a guy by the name of Byrd, last name. And he was known to be in the Klan and everything else. I mean,
yeah, she certainly praised him. Here's what I think that most people on the left today, and people in the Democratic Party don't really, the arguments of sort of, what the Democratic Party was doing prior to the 70s and that kind of thing don't resonate with them. They're like, that's ancient history, that, the Southern strategy by the Republican Party sort of changed the way the parties are made up and those sort of things. I don't know whether it's great for the base, right? Republicans love to hear this stuff, but I don't know that Democrats are really moved, touched, and inspired by it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they want to tear down the things that they put up, and I just don't think the kids realize what, the history was.
The history. Yeah, that's probably true. Brian, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I can tell you, I don't know a whole lot about history. In government school, it was always the most boring class, and I never wanted to pay attention. It was almost like they purposely made it the least interesting class so people wouldn't know what it was.
History certainly can be boring for me.
It depends how it's presented,
I think. Very exciting. Well, it's a bunch of stories. And, you know, they, unlike any other subject in school, I mean, you think about grammar, you think about math, you think about all these other subjects, history is a compilation of stories. And if you can't make that interesting, you're just bad at this.
Yeah.
But it is no surprise to me that a socialist government education system leads to another socialist government education system kicks out a bunch of educated socialists. I mean, duh.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We invite you to join us on the radio on Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, launching here. More of your calls coming up. You can share anything that you want here on Free Talk Live, though a lot of people have been commenting, sort of as expected, on the ongoing conflicts between Antifa and the racist right-wingers who had fought it out in Charlottesville, and there was hope that there would be no fighting today in Boston. Didn't sound like there was a whole lot, but there were some people who were misbehaving, according to Justin O'Donnell, who's a Libertarian Party member who was down there today to observe what had gone on with 25,000 people in the streets protesting a Nazi event that didn't actually happen. There was never actually a Nazi event planned. It was just a free speech rally that had people from all political perspectives that were planning to speak there. Unfortunately, the crowd didn't know what they were doing. They had just heard that there were going to be Nazis. So they came out to oppose the Nazis.
Well, this is an example of Antifa crying wolf.
You think Antifa managed to gin up 25,000 attendees?
Antifa's goal, yes. Antifa just got the best press they've ever gotten. Mm-hmm. The United States press is essentially saying, the President of the United States hasn't said enough about bad things about Antifa's enemies. Right?
Mm.
Now, they're saying, all the lefties that came out with sticks and helmets and shields and all that stuff, they're defending America. The righties are bad, 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 and Donald Trump ought to be ashamed. Now, look, I'm no Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Donald Trump should be ashamed. Not of that particular statement, though.
Yeah, they. It was interesting to see what was going on out there today, and I think that both sides are pretty despicable.
But most of the people that were there. Okay.
Right. Well, that's so what we were told,
leaving,
at least.
That's my point. Is the Antifa is
Antifa was there, but the wolf. Racists were not there.
And in this case, they're going to get one shot, and they ruined it. So they were upset that Sol Invictus was there. Antifa's stated goal, their number one stated goal, is to shut down these alt-right rallies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say they're there for.
And the rally
they don't
did
say
get
they're
shut
there
down.
To beat people with sticks. They say they're prepared to do whatever it takes to shut them down, and we've seen this over and over again, where they'll call venues and say, you can't, oh my God, I can't believe you're renting to a bunch of racists, and the venue's like, we don't want to rent to racists, oh my God, racists are bad, right?
But in this case, it wasn't even an alt-right thing, it was just a free speech rally.
But they had scheduled Sol Invictus.
But then they stopped this, they withdrew him from the schedule.
That is why I'm saying that Antifa cried wolf. And it's going to bite them in the butt. They had their best week from a standpoint of PR, and they just squandered it, drawing 25,000 people out to an event where there were no Nazis.
But they won't know that. The 25,000 people won't have any idea that there was no Nazis there. They've been told that this was a Nazi rally, right? That those were Nazis over there. There was the police had a
where
big
were the Nazi
off area.
Flags? When you went to
know.
Charlottesville, you got to see Nazi flags and USSR
yeah.
flags. You knew
yeah.
what the sides were. The two deadliest philosophies of the 20th century went down to Charlottesville, and they hurt each other. Good.
You're giving these people too much credit. The 25,000
people. All right, so there's 25,000 stupid people that didn't see one swastika that are, went home
they
really happy.
They came out to speak out against, Nazis, and that's what they
and
did.
And there weren't any,
but
and they couldn't find any.
But that doesn't matter. Most of them weren't even able to get close enough to the location where the actual speechifying was going on.
You would go out to an event for 6 hours and sit there and to find Nazis and wonder, I wonder where the Nazis are. I don't see any Nazis.
I mean, I would do. Yeah, I mean, I would try to find them.
You're not
sure,
gonna give these
there's 25,000 people there.
Half of the credit, Ian?
No, you can't even get close to this place, Mark. If what these people were told was, hey, come out to Boston Common. There's going to be a Nazi rally there. People are like, my God, Nazis! We need to make signs. We need to go out there. We need to be seen. We need to let people know that we in Boston do not appreciate the racism and Nazis. We don't appreciate that. So they made their signs. They came out with with their creative stuff or whatever, and they came out there and they did their thing. If they wanted to know for sure whether there were Nazis, they could have tried to make their way to the front of the 25,000 people. I mean, did you see the pictures of the thronging thousands of people in the streets of Boston? You couldn't possibly, if you'd arrived any time after, you know, 9 a.m., you couldn't possibly get to where the speech zone was going to verify whether or not there were even Nazis there in the first place. So probably 90% of the people who were in attendance, they came out, they spoke against Nazis, they waved some signs, and they went
home.
Yeah, to themselves. That's what you do.
Thus making my point that they are going to feel dejected and demoralized about going to the next event. They're going to say to themselves,
I don't think there's any evidence for that.
They're going to say to themselves, oh, I made this sign, I went out there, I spent a lot of time.
Well, protests are generally a demoralizing thing because you don't ever change
Antifa
anything.
Antifa blew their shot.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Bunch of liars.
Well, I don't think most people even knew. Probably most of those people even know who Antifa is, would be my guess. Let's go on here
you
to your calls.
Watch the news.
All they heard about was that there was going to be Nazis in town, and they went out to protest that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let's go to Scott in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WVFT FM. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, I think there's a third group that people aren't talking about, and I think, you know, the media is missing altogether. And I just want to let you guys know I've listened for a while, but I'm a first-time caller.
Thanks.
So bear with me. I'm a little nervous. But
go ahead.
I never in a million years, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I never in a million years could ever imagine people getting together and desecrating a war memorial. I could not believe when I saw that the other night. And
I think the war memorial you're talking about was the one on the college campus in
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Correct.
We're not talking. I just want to make it clear: the Robert E. Lee statue that was the center of the Charlottesville.
Yeah, that was vandalized.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't like that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And you know, there's millions of us out here that just we don't believe in stuff like that. And that you would never have thought. And I don't care whether you agree or disagree. You know, these were soldiers, men that were following orders. Most of them were poor. The vast majority were poor. Never would have owned a slave. Didn't like slavery.
Couldn't afford a slave.
You couldn't. And, you know, they were following orders. And on top of that, you know, they're fighting against, you know, an army invading their homes, invading their lands, you know. So it's kind of hard to go against something like that. And
I can go against people following orders every time. I mean, I will go against that every time.
Yeah. There was a great deal of honor. It was a different time. At World War One.
And to millions of us out here, cultural genocide is what the hard left is doing. And the hard right, and the problem is the hard right, they don't speak for us either. You know, they don't.
What's cultural genocide about? Can you make it clear? So I understand. I was very angry when I saw that the statue come down. But can you articulate you mean by the statement cultural genocide?
About historical. I mean, destroying the people. If you look at whether it's Alinsky or Hitler or whoever, that every one of them, the hard left and the hard right, they do exactly the same thing. If they don't like someone, the first thing they do is they, you know, teach the children and take the history away. The second thing they do is physically destroy that history and culture. The third thing they do is they start to physically destroy the people.
Scott, thanks for your call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want, and we got more on the way with your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You just told me something during the break, Mark, that seemed like a pretty big statement. You've changed your mind. You say the statues have to go. Now, I don't know where you're coming from on that. I want to hear more about it, but we've got loads of calls, so maybe we can talk more about it later or tomorrow.
You can't just say
night.
That and not let me give some kind of explanation.
Briefly, but I don't want to get into too deep. I got people waiting patiently here, and also I need to tell you about the mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. If you've been thinking about getting into Bitcoin mining, you can forget about all the hassles, the equipment upgrades, and the technical know-how that you would need to do it. Generally, you can just join over at pool.bitcoin.com like Mark and I do. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. You can decide whether you want to mine regular Bitcoin, the old style, or the new Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you. Pool.bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started. All you have to do is put your investment in of whatever size you want. There's a large range of options and a large range of or number of different time frames that you can invest over. And then hopefully you'll make a little bit on the back end. So you can actually use their calculator to try to figure out what you might make over at pool.bitcoin.com. Again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. So you were talking positively about the statues on previous shows, but now you're saying you've changed your mind. The statues have got to go.
I still feel positively about the statues. I'm going to, you know, just give I'll give my brief synopsis at the beginning of the next segment. So hold on for that, and then we can talk about it in length tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time here on Free Talk Live.
All right, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to Doug in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app.
Yeah, I don't think Mark could be any more on the money with Antifa. They came under my attention about a year ago. Before I get to that real quick, I got to make clear that I don't agree with, you know, the alt-right and the KKK. They're pitiful people. They're repugnant.
Right. You shouldn't say that.
No, this is
what's happened to America. The narrative is so strong out there that if you're not a leftist, you're a racist. Like, those are the two choices you get.
I go on the Chicago Tribune here, which, you know, we're much more liberal here in Chicago and New York and Washington and L.A., and it can be like anybody bringing up that you might not agree with the alt-right and the KKK, but they have the right to be hateful, are immediately labeled, oh, well, you're a KKK member. You're an alt-right member. You're in favor of – look, that group, they actually – the far left, the Fantisha, they actually don't believe – and during Trump, I don't like Trump. I'm a libertarian. But they actually advocated that anybody in the alt-right should be punched in the mouth. They should be prevented from marching. They should be prevented. Right. And the problem
and everybody's a Nazi.
Right. The problem with that can be that now they're making the umbrella larger all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Originally it began with people only in the KKK. Then it moved over to if you're a Trump backer. If you're a Trump backer, you should be punched in the jaw. You should be taken off. Now we're moving into, well, if you believe in your freedom to give your opinion and we don't agree with it, well, you should be taken out.
Yeah, anybody that's using violence to oppress other opinions is an indicator that they've got a real bad opinion themselves.
Here's my recommendation to any leftist that thinks this is a good idea. Leave Massachusetts, Illinois, California, New York, and New Jersey, and go and punch some righty in the mouth. Because pretty quickly, you're going to find somebody who's armed. And that's going to take care of the problem.
I really fear for where we're going in the future, for the fact that Antifa, they are growing. You know, look, here, in their global network, okay, in Germany, I don't know if you're aware of it, but in Germany, if you put anything hateful online, German government will come in, like kind of like they do for you for marijuana here in America. They will beat down your door, and they will haul you off handcuffed.
Oh, yeah.
Great Britain, the UK, they're putting $2 million into monitoring internet traffic to make sure that the people of the UK do not put anything hateful online. People need to be very fearful here. Who will determine what will be hateful and what will not in the future? You know, your version of hateful and my version of hateful can be different. But again, I'm not trying to defend Cantwell. I mean, you brought up a really good point there. Whenever you bring that up, people on the left are automatically trying to label you that, you know, you're either on Team A or Team B. You cannot critically think. You cannot form your own opinion. You have to pick a team. And I don't operate that way. You know?
Doug, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I agree with what he was saying there in that this is a very slippery slope. And the reason why speech needs to be defended, even the most offensive speech, is that if you go after somebody for the things that they're saying because it's so bad, well, then don't be surprised if somebody else decides to go after the things that you say someday because they consider that your speech is bad or unpopular, or it has become unpopular. It wasn't now, but maybe it will be in another half a decade or whenever, and then by that time, you've already got the precedent of other people having their speech cracked down upon, so there's nobody who's going to be able to stand up for you and the things that that you were saying. And that, you know, again, comes back around to the story that I brought in tonight, where the DNS provider GoDaddy pulled the DNS information for the website for the Daily Stormer.
Yeah, by pulled, you essentially made it means that they made it impossible for people to get to the Daily Stormer.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much near impossible for anybody entering their website URL, which I don't know what it was.
And I wouldn't want to give it if I did.
Yeah. Their new one ends in .lol, so they did get another one from some other DNS provider. But, you know, that took them offline for a few days, however many days it took them to get that back going. And, I mean, while certainly companies can run things how they want, I think that taking somebody's DNS records away, that feels like it crosses a line. In fact, the EFF says this about it, quote, because internet intermediaries, especially those with few competitors, control so much online speech, the consequences of their decisions have far-reaching impacts on speech around the world. The EFF made a scathing post about this. Though it harshly condemns hate speech of any kind, the EFF's post argues that domain suspension is too broad of a weapon to use against hate speech because, quote, it makes everything hosted on the domain difficult or impossible to access, and it has a high likelihood of blocking speech that wasn't targeted. The main concern expressed by the EFF is that eliminating websites full of hate speech is a slippery slope. Quote, we might well face a world where every government and powerful body would see itself as an equal or more legitimate invoker of that power. That makes the domain name system unsuitable as a mechanism for taking down specific illegal content, as the law sometimes requires, and a perennially attractive central location for nation states and others to exercise much broader takedown powers.
Agreed.
So, you know, this is a very dangerous thing to do here. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Again, the best answer to offensive speech is more speech. You don't like what somebody says on their website? Leave a comment. Or, if they don't allow comments, start your own website. You know, put your own opinions out there. Get a YouTube channel up. Or go with a more decentralized option like library or whatever else is out there. There are choices, and the choice that we should be using shouldn't be to eliminate other people's ideas entirely, even though they might be despicable. But let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Bob in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNNF AM. Go ahead, Bob. Bob, Myrtle
gentlemen.
Beach. Hey.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. Listen, when I'm 60 years old, I'm a retired public safety officer, and I also am a veteran in the United States Navy. The first time since President Trump has been president that any kind of riot had both sides really, you know, at fault was Charlottesville, okay? Mm-hmm. And the people don't realize that when I was growing up, the Communist Party was the enemy. And these anti-fascist people are the fascists. They are acting like fascists, and they're claiming they're the anti-fascists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you what, we are going down the wrong road. And,
yep, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like we're labeling people, they're labeling themselves. Oh, we're anti-fascists.
Yeah, and it's dishonest. Like it's dishonest labeling.
They're
you're absolutely right about that.
But we're acting like the communists did.
Yeah, they're like fascists mixed with communists. They're like the worst of both worlds.
They were carrying the flag.
Thanks for the call, Bob. There's more coming up.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts. You can always join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. We're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. If you have some you'd like to send over to us as a donation, you can do that. Just go to our crypto page over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a donation options there for Bitcoin and Dash and others via Shapeshift. But you need to have a wallet, of course, before you can send anybody any cryptocurrency. And we are using the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can check that out over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and a bunch more cryptocurrencies. It's got Shapeshift integration built right into it, and it was created by Anthony DeOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum. They made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. It's coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. That's their vision for the future over at Jax. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io.
So I teased that I would talk about what my change in the opinion is regarding Confederate statues is, and I certainly will briefly. We've got plenty of calls. I just want to briefly state it. First off, I'm from the South. It took me a while to come to this conclusion. I just came to it and a couple of days ago, and it's taken me a little while to sort of wrap my head around it. First off, statues aren't history. Statues are sort of a result of history. Statues are generally, they're art, and art either art points things out, right? And statues of Confederate soldiers aren't pointing out the atrocities of slavery. They're pointing out the heroism and honor of, you know, men that fought and died for their country, or, you know, their region, their tribe, whatever they might call it. And, you know, that's fine. But taking down these statues isn't an assault on your heritage. These statues, and I believe all the statues from that era. So if we're going to take down Confederate statues, by God, let's take down the Yankee statues too. All of them. If you're willing to make that compromise.
That's what I said. Take it all down.
Yeah, but you say it because you're an a-hole, right? Like, you're
no.
Just like, I don't like soldiers and blah!
No, I don't want to see war statues. And I'm not the only one. Let's go back
to
your calls
and thoughts.
There's
lots of war statues that don't have to do with Civil War.
Keep them on your own damn property. I'm not interested in seeing any of them. Let's go to Deborah in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey there.
Just wanted to say that the Antifa, if you ever go to some of these resist groups that they have meetings all over the nation now,
never been
they're
to
being
one.
Funded. Can you hear me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
I haven't. Okay.
Go to one of them. They do include using violence. They do cover their identities so nobody will know who they are.
Hmm.
That's not their first motive operatus, but they will if they have to. And some of them are more inclined to do it than others. But I don't know if you remember back in 2012, there was a group of kids on this island out in Norway that got killed. Several of them got shot up. Okay.
That's terrible.
A horrible situation. But they were being trained. These groups are being trained to what they call are resistors. They call them the anti-fascists, but they truly are what they call disruptors. So they go around to disrupt. They bring chaos. They can bring bring violence, but they're trying to take down the establishment. That's what they're really for. That's what they formed for. They're trying to take down the establishment. But if you peel back that onion and look at who's behind them and who's supporting them and who's training them, the people are mostly communists, mostly Nazis. They come from other countries, and that's where most of this has started from. And
you said they're Nazis?
Some
the Antifa,
of them are Nazis.
The Antifa people are Nazis?
Some of them are Nazis. But what they're doing is, it's called the end justifies the means. They will do anything they can to disrupt the capitalistic free society that we have. And it's a kind of a catchphrase, just like the other gentleman said. They're saying they're anti-fascist, but they truly are fascists. They are trying to disrupt our country, and they wear masks to hide themselves, and they bring chaos. That's their number one goal, is to bring chaos and disrupt. They disrupt everything that they come in contact with, and that's what their main goal is to do.
All right. And you've been to their meeting, you said? You've been to one of their,
yes.
Their meetings?
Yes, and I talked to them. And they don't know who I am, but that's if you go to some of their meetings and you don't let them know who you are, you will hear what's really coming from their heart and their mind. And
how old are the people at these meetings?
They range. They're anywhere from college age, really up to in their 40s and 50s.
Okay.
And they do get paid. A lot of them get paid to do.
From who?
There are people who are training. Well, I've been trying to find that out. The only sources that I can think of is, supposedly Clinton gave some of these groups $800,000 or some odd $1,000, but as George Soros, there are several other groups. I haven't put those connections together yet, so I'll be honest with you.
Well, Deborah, thank you for sharing your experience. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. It's kind of a surprise to say that Nazis are behind the Antifa group. I mean, I guess if you're a Nazi, you are a National Socialist, right? Nazi means National Socialist, and there are socialists in the Antifa group. Anyway, let's go to continue with your calls and thoughts here. We got Bill. He's in Greenwood, Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Bill.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Welcome. You're on the air. I'm doing great. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I'm concerned about these taking down these Confederate statues. Here's my belief. The people that fought in the Civil War on both sides, and even the Confederate, they were, you know, God-fearing people. I mean, what People don't realize it was 500,000 lives lost at this war, more yep. than all the other American wars combined.
Yep.
And they were doing it with just simple little rifles, you know?
Yep.
And what
yeah, most of it was disease, but still.
This might be pretty simplistic, but I'm just an average working ship. But to me, all you need to do is to put a disclaimer on these Confederate statues that says, these people believed in the cause at the time, and although it wasn't right, something to that effect, but we need to honor them for their sacrifice, the name of what they believed in. Because otherwise, you know, they need to do the same thing with George Washington's statue and Thomas Jefferson. They owned slaves. George Washington owned 300 slaves.
I say take them all down. I think that anybody who loves those statues ought to pay for them and put them on their own private property.
That's desecration of people that gave their lives.
Paying for the statue and putting it on private property is desecration?
We are talking about auctioning off the statue and using the money to pay off the debt that the government has created and putting the statue on private property. By God, I think the VFW and the DAV and the American Legion and a variety of other clubs will do a fine job hosting these statues.
Yeah.
They do a good
Take
job.
Take better care of them, probably.
Cannons, howitzers, and tanks on their place. They'll do fine with a Robert E. Lee statue.
Thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Doug is in New Jersey. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Ian and Mark?
Hey, Doug.
I am Doug, FITTEL. I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, it's you.
I have.
Yeah, the guy who constantly promotes his YouTube channel and the rambling, lengthy recordings that you have on there. What new story do you want to bring to us tonight?
I had Charlottesville happen to me in Charleston. There's a picture of a hand over a drink. I arrived in Charleston, and they picked me up and said, look, we took a bribe.
They threatened you, and you were working with the court, and they threatened you, and so you kept working with them, and
because
you got all these recordings, and you called us from jail, and there you go. That brings our listeners up to speed. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. All right, there you go. You can go listen to his crazy YouTube channel if you can find it. Oh, hey.
If you didn't get the name, you can go to our archives at freetalklive.com. We've got archives.
He did say his name there.
He did. And I'd prefer not to spell it for you. Right. But I could after I have as
he
many calls
it many
as,
times.
As we had. But you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got the last 7 days right there on the front of the website.
I'm actually really sad I took his call instead of Sarah first. Sarah in New Mexico. If I'd known it was that guy, I would have taken you first. Sarah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, as I mentioned, Edgar Casey had prophesied that Atlantis will resurface. So after the completion...
Is that going to happen after the total eclipse or whatever? What's supposed to be happening? Isn't there some kind of eclipse this weekend?
Monday at 2 p.m.
No, I'm looking at the polar switch. When we had that, all of the Atlantis...
So the eclipse, then the polar switch, then Atlantis rises from the Earth or from the ocean?
Well, it's going to be pushed back up. All the places that were islands and continents.
Now, what's
going to
sink? Because if Atlantis comes out of the ocean, then is something else going to get, like, is Florida going to be covered by water again once that happens?
I hope so.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. I shouldn't have asked. You can call us another time, as I'm sure you will, Sarah. We'll see you another time tomorrow, probably. In the meantime, online at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.